Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're going to begin the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and this, of course, the next five parakim all deal with kachim, it all deals with karbanos, so that this begins the second section of Maseches Pesachim. So we're going to talk about the halachos of shechting the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Now, every single day, you have to bring two karban tamids, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. There are many other karbanos that you bring throughout the day, but the rule is that nothing comes before the Tamid Shel Shachar, and nothing comes after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Now, an exception to that rule is the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach was brought after the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So, therefore, they had to make the Karban Tamid a little earlier on Erev Pesach to make sure that there was enough time to bring the Karban Tamid, to bring the Karban Pesach afterwards. So, Tamid Nishchat B'Shmono Mechza V'Karav B'Teisho Mechza. The Karban Tamid was shechted on a regular day, 8.5 hours after the sun rises, and it's brought, meaning it's burnt on the Mizbeach, 9.5 hours after sunrise. But Barve Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, when everything had to be done a little earlier, Nishchat B'Shiva Mechza V'Karav B'Shmono Mechza, it was shechted 7.5 hours after sunrise, and it was brought on the Mizbeach 8.5 hours after sunrise. Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. The Talmud was brought at those times, whether it was a weekday or whether it was Shabbos. Meaning, even though less time is needed on Shabbos, because you don't have any other private korbanos that people are bringing, the weekday schedule was kept on Shabbos as well, so that people would not get confused, and they would just keep the schedule consistent. Now, after the Karban Pesach was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the meat was brought to the place in Yerushalayim where it would be eaten, and it was roasted there. So when Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, it had to be roasted before Shabbos begins, because he's not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So in order to make sure that there's enough time to actually not just bring the Karban Pesach, but to roast it also, they had to bring it a little bit earlier. So Chal Erev Pesach Lios Be'erev Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, then Nishchat B'Sheishu Mechza V'Karav B'Sheva Mechza. Then they have to bring the Karban Tamid 6.5 hours after sunrise, and bring it 7.5 hours after sunrise, because of Pesach Achrav, because then they have to bring the Karban Pesach and still roast the Karban Pesach all before nightfall. Mishnah Beis discusses the general halacha is that the main component of a Karban is what we do with the dam. How we would catch the dam, and it was Rikas Hadam on the Mizbeach. So there are four Avodos Hadam. There's Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. The Shechting, the catching the dam, the bringing the dam to the Mizbeach, and the being Zorik the dam on the Mizbeach. And they have to be done Lishma, meaning if you're doing it for a particular carbon, you have to have in mind that it's for that carbon. If you have in mind to do them for a different carbon, let's say you bring an Ola and you have in mind that it's a Shlamim, so that has an impact on the carbon, on the Kashrus of the carbon. So the Mishnah is going to tell us the halacha of a Karban Pesach where he did one of the Avodas Hadam shelo lishma. So a Pesach sheshchato shelo lishma. If you shechted Karban Pesach shelo lishma, meaning you had kavana that it should be for a different carbon. V'kibel v'ilich v'zorik shelo lishma. Or you did any of the other Avodas Hadam, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, shelo lishma, o lishma v'shelo lishma. Or if you began doing one of those Avodas lishma, but then continued doing that same Avoda shelo lishma, o shelo lishma v'lishma. Or you began doing a shelo lishma and then continue doing it lishma, pasul. Any amount of shelo lishma is going to pasul it, whether you did it a whole avoda shelo lishma or part of an avoda shelo lishma, the Karban Pesach is pasul. Ketzal lishma v'shelo lishma, what does it mean that you did the beginning of an avoda lishma and then the end of that avoda shelo lishma? L'shem Pesach, l'shem shlamim. Shelo lishma l'shmo, l'shem shlamim, l'shem Pesach. And an example of shelo lishma l'shmo is you started off l'shem shlamim when it's not a shlamim, it's a Pesach. And you concluded l'shem Pesach. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that a Karban Tamid is typically shechted 8.5 hours into the day and burnt on the Mizbech 9.5 hours into the day. But on Erev Pesach we move everything an hour earlier, even if Erev Pesach happens to be Shabbos, because we have to leave more time to bring the Karban Pesach. When Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, we're going to need way more time for the Karban Pesach, because you're also going to need to roast the Karban Pesach. So we move the Karban Tamid 2 hours earlier. Then in Mishnah Beis we learned that if you shech the Karban Pesach shelo lishmo, or do any part of the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, shelo lishmo, then it's going to pasul the Karban, and shelo lishmo means that you do it l'shem Karban Shlamim. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet.